Welcome to another episode of Mortgage Matters with the Maya Group. This is part two of the series, Pre-Qualification versus Pre-Approval. I had to take the reins back on this opening because Chris was doing far too well. So today we're going to be talking about technology, how we implement it during this process to ease the process and streamline it for our clients.
I also happen to wear a lot of hats in my current company, which includes being on the team that runs our app interface. So what's really cool about doing business with us is we integrate a lot of technology in, and I'm going to tie this in just a moment. You might be wondering why I'm talking about this, but we tie a lot of technology in at the time of the application submission to ease the documentation burden, right? So everyone talks about how painful obtaining a mortgage is because you have to submit so much documentation. And not every company purchases the technology or invests in the technology to make the client experience that much better. Or even if they do, they may not purchase all of the bells and whistles. So at our company, we happen to do that, which is very cool. There's many ways when you're submitting the application that we can verify your income and assets without you submitting any paperwork. That to me is mind blowing. You know, I mean, I remember, I don't know about you guys, but I remember like the white, pink, and yellow copies of disclosures with the dots along, perforated dots or whatever along the side that we had to feed through for the truth in lendings and different things that we were disclosing back then, or standing in line at one machine to get a credit report. And it took forever to get it back, right? So nowadays, everything is instantaneous. Including verifying income and assets multiple ways if you utilize the technology. So have you guys seen a really big pickup with it?
Yeah, the clients love it. And I get feedback post-closing that even if we've, whether or not we've leveraged the technology piece, or if it's a self-employed borrower and we've physically had to collect tax returns and things of that nature, they're so grateful that we do all the heavy lifting up front that the rest of the process, they kind of get to sit back with their feet up and enjoy the process and not be timid because they can confidently move forward. They know we already did all the hard stuff.
Yeah. What about you? So, you know, honestly, Ange, I know you and I do a lot of heavy lifting up front, but we don't live in stacks of documents.
Thank God.
The way Chris and Chris and Candace for sure. So how do you guys feel about the technology that is employed at our company?
I mean, I really just think, you know, it changes the way that we do a lot of things, right? Because it used to be like, okay, well, we need 19 different pay stubs so that we can verify that you've gotten overtime, however many pay periods. And now we have the ability that you can enter in your own information and we can get it fully verified. Same thing with assets, right? If you like to move your money around a lot, we have to follow the money. And if we're able to just spool a quick report without you having to pull 9 different bank statements, then, you know, that's going to make your life easier. That's going to make our life easier. And it's going to make the process that much quicker, because you're not having to hunt around in, you know, a financial institution's website trying to figure out how can I get this statement printed with URLs on the top and the bottom and the bank, you know, president's name on it and everything else. So
blood type,
stamped and signed.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say blood sample on the bottom left, all the things, right?
Exactly. So it just, you know, it just makes everybody's life that much easier. And, you know, what it really also does from a risk standpoint is because it's a third party verification, we're not running into fraud. We know everything that we're getting is factual. Right. So we can move forward in confidence knowing that the information that we have wasn't typed up on a typewriter in Johnny's basement.
What about you, Candace? I mean, so you are the primary person who has to deal with, you know, underwriters. Cue whatever sound effect we need there. Candace, what is it like for you to deal with the technology?
No, the technology, I think, is great. It's definitely a game changer. It makes it more efficient. Mm-hmm. And I know the clients enjoy it. And then it personally makes both of our lives easier. The process of the flow can still go as smooth as possible. So I'm here for the game changer for sure.
That was a little plug to encourage you to use the technology at the time you're applying. That we're also going to obtain a credit report. We may obtain a hard credit inquiry or a soft credit inquiry. That is on a different episode altogether. So we're not going to go down
that. You can go search that.
So we're not going to go down that rabbit hole. But then we have to look at, you know, we're going to start evaluating whether or not the client can afford the house.
The ultimate goal is to deliver a streamlined client experience and make this process as easy as possible. With that, we're going to end this episode and we'll be back soon with part three. Have a great day.
You can find us at www.themayagroup.com and on socials at The Maya Group. Bye.